A popular Williamsville restaurant was bustling back on an evening in early March when Lori and Gary Ginovetsky went out to dinner there with seven of their closest friends. The novel coronavirus was a new phenomenon at the time, and the couple soon regretted their decision to eat out.
It was packed, like sausages. And we even said when we were sitting at the table to each other that this doesn't, you know, seem right.
Lori is 58 years old and Gary is 60. Both of them started to show symptoms of the virus just a few days after dinner. Their infection can't be definitively traced to that restaurant, but all of the other seven people they dined with got sick too.
So we just thought, you know, they're not closing anything around here. And then boom, and all hell broke loose.
Gary's symptoms started with a sinus infection that antibiotics couldn't kick. Within days, he developed a fever, chills, and a horrible cough.
So then they did a CT scan and told him he had double pneumonia. And they admitted him, and then they booted me out the door.
Finding himself battling the virus alone at Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital, Gary says he couldn't help but think about the lives that COVID-19 had already taken.
I was in the hospital, I think, 6 or 7 days, and I still have my problem breathing and stuff. I said I was watching the news they had on there. I was watching, like, people going in, and 3 days later, they're dying and stuff, and I'm going, what's going to happen with me?
Meanwhile, Lori was battling a milder but still fierce case of the virus at home.
She had the stay-at-home version when I was in the hospital.
I got very ill at home.
Yeah.
And mine was a different experience from his.
While Gary fought pneumonia and a complete lack of taste, Lori's main symptom was crippling exhaustion.
Like, I love steak. Give me a steak dinner and I wouldn't even eat it because it didn't taste well.
I just laid down probably 14 hours of the day. I had to lay down. It was a weird kind of tired. It was just very strange.
And as both Gary and Lori struggled with their own symptoms, the couple also says they were constantly worrying about each other.
It was a little bit scary to wonder what was going on with him and not being able to really go there or anything.
I would call her as well on the phone.
In fact, the only way they could contact each other was with Gary's hospital phone, which he reserved just for Lori.
I didn't want anybody else to call me. I just wanted Lori to call me.
I just kept saying this soon will be over. You know, this is going to end and we'll come out on the other side.
But to make things even harder, Lori says they were just getting to spend quality time together before they got separated.
Because we both just retired too. So we were just getting used to being around each other all the time. We needed a little break.
Gary was released from the hospital after about a week. As of early September, both he and Lori continue to fight lasting symptoms.
You know, sometimes I just feel like a little heaviness on my chest, you know?
I just have a problem with energy still. I feel like I don't have the same energy level I had before.
And when asked to describe their experience with the virus in three words, give or take, Gary says,
not fun.
You stole my answer, Gary. That's what I keep telling everybody when they ask me questions. It wasn't fun. It was worrisome and exhausting.
And scary, not knowing, you know, what was
how bad you were going to get.
Yeah.
Still, the Genovetskys say they know they were lucky.
When my husband did get a little upset, I would say, you know what, though? We have so much to be thankful for because you survived. You lived and I lived and we are okay. And so many people are not okay.
Now that they're recovered enough, Lori says she's recently finished repainting the bathroom at their home in South Cheektowaga. Gary's been able to do some yard work and hopes to get back to bowling soon. Overall, the couple says they're finally, after 6 months, starting to enjoy retirement. For WBFO's The Toll, I'm Madison Rufo.